breath. Press review on Radio U.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's press review on Radio U. Today is 25th of March of 2025. I am Raquel, an exchange student here at U. I am from Brazil.
And my name is Mine. I'm from South Korea and also an exchange student to U.
Thank you today to Gemma, who is directing the program. It's currently 10 o'clock in the morning here in Milan, and the weather is much better than last week. The spring has officially arrived here.
We are very excited to be hosting today's program and bringing you the latest headlines from all around the world. Right after our international news press review, we are going to share some local news in South Korea and Brazil.
And don't forget, we want to hear from you. Reach out to us at 331-1438-923 with your thoughts and questions. Today we are talking about U.S. interest on Greenland and its reasons and implications in international geopolitics.
Yeah, the latest updates about the topic is regarding a U.S. visit to the territory that did not please Greenland's government.
Yeah, the topic has bring up some major discussions about the territory. Tune in for more updates. Follow us in our social media, Radio U, and read more about us at radioum.it.
You're listening to
Radio U. The program. It's currently 9:59 in the morning here. Today is 25th of March of 2025. The weather today is much better than last week. The spring has officially arrived.
We are very excited to be hosting today's program and bringing you the latest headlines from all around the world. Right after our international news press review, we are going to share some local news in Korea and Brazil.
And don't forget, we want to hear from you. Reach out to us at 331-1438-923 with your thoughts and questions. Today we are talking about U.S. interest on Greenland and its reasons and implications in international geopolitics.
Yeah, so we're just gonna begin really soon. So grab your headphone, relax, and enjoy today's show.
You're listening to Radio U. Stay with us this morning to hear some of the updates.
Welcome back to Press Review. Today we're exploring Greenland's role in international politics.
Highly aggressive. That's how Greenland's Prime Minister Mute Beaget defines the U.S. visit to the territory, according to CNN's headline. The visit happens after President Donald Trump vote to annex the autonomous Danish territory to the American country. Not only the Second Lady, Yusha Vance, is in the list of the visitors, but also the National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz, is expected this week. Greenland Prime Minister declared, quote, "What is the International Security Advisor doing in Greenland? The only purpose is to demonstrate power over us. His mere presence in Greenland will no doubt fuel American belief in Trump's mission, and the pressure will increase."
Moving on to The Guardian also highlights how Trump has pledged to make the autonomous territory part of the U.S., one way or the other, and has refused to rule out using military or economic force to do so. Greenland's Prime Minister Edge, on the other hand, has called for international community support after it was announced that Donald Trump, National Security Advisor, and the U.S. Second Lady will visit the Arctic island, accusing Washington of foreign interference. Edge reacted, accusing Greenland's allies of hiding and almost whispering that their support. If the international community did not step up its support for Greenland, he warned, the situation would escalate.
BBC News also brings some updates about the matter. Greenland's politicians have strongly opposed upcoming U.S. visits following Trump's push to take over the island. Second Lady Yusha Vance and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz are set to visit, as we already explained, with outgoing Prime Minister Mute Ejit calling the move aggressive. The likely next Prime Minister, Jens Frederik Nielsen, accused the U.S. of disrespecting Greenland's people, while the U.S. claims the visit focused on cultural and security ties. Ejit sees them as power demonstrations. The island remains strategically and resource-rich, fueling U.S. interest.
So, why Trump is so interested in Greenland? Let's deep down into our subject. Greenland is a territory located on the shortest route connecting Europe, Asia, and North America, has become a key point of interest in the Arctic, a region growing in geopolitical and economic importance. The Arctic route, which was once frozen for most of the year, is now opening up for longer periods due to global warming. This means that traveling through the Arctic can reduce the distance between Europe and Asia by 30-40% compared to using the Suez Canal.
Also, Trump's interest in Greenland sparked significant tension when he proposed purchasing the island from Denmark in 2019. His reasoning? Greenland's strategic location and its rich natural resources. The island is not only abundant in oil and gas, but also in rare minerals like earth metals, crucial for tech industries like semiconductors and electric cars. Securing Greenland would give the U.S. an upper hand by reducing dependence on China, the world's largest rare earth producer, which could use these resources as leverage.
But it is not just about resources. The U.S. sees Greenland as a strategic military asset. This sparked further tension with Trump suggested the possibility of using military force to secure both Greenland and the Panama Canal region. This raises alarms internationally, with many questioning whether the U.S. would overstep its bound in the name of national security.
On the other hand, Trump's proposal was met with strong opposition from both Denmark and Greenland's leadership, with Greenland people themselves overwhelmingly rejecting the idea of being sold. In fact, about 85% of Greenland residents are against the idea of integrating with the U.S. The Danish government, along with Greenland's leaders, emphasized that Greenland's sovereignty and self-determination, calling the Trump suggestion as a provocation.
Okay, so now let's take a break from the news and listen to I Love You, I'm Sorry from Gracie Abrams. Stay with us for more international news. This is Radio Yum.
2 August ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it, you went home. You're in your Benz, I'm by the gate. Now you go alone, charm all the people you train for, you mean well, but aim low. And I'll make it known, like I'm getting paid. Just the way life goes. I like to slam
I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams. And now going to the other side of the world, I bring some news from Brazilian politics. The front pages of main newspapers such as Folha de São Paulo and Estado de São Paulo highlight the self-exile in the U.S. of Congressman Eduardo Bolsonaro, son of the former President Jair Bolsonaro. According to Monica Bergamo from Folha de São Paulo, even without any arrest request for the congressman, Eduardo announced the decision to leave his political position last week on March 18th, because on his view, he can be arrested by the Supreme Court Minister Alexandre de Moraes. Eduardo also declared that in the U.S. he would focus on searching for fair punishment for Alexandre de Moraes and his Gestapo from federal police, referring to the secret police during Adolf Hitler's regime. The newspaper O Globo shows how these declarations irritated the ones that are being investigated for the coup attempt on January 8. In the opinion of lawyers contacted by the newspaper, Eduardo's posture builds up more tension between the Supreme Court and the ones that are being accused, including Jair Bolsonaro, his father. On this matter, today starts a new phase of the trial for the crimes on January 8 that accused more than 30 people. The news website G1 explains that there will be 3 sessions for the Supreme Court to decide if the complaint will be accepted or not. 2 of them will happen today in the morning and in the afternoon, and the other tomorrow morning. If the accusation is accepted, a criminal action will be opened and the accused will become defendants in the court. For these days, the Supreme Court also increased the security levels and limited the access to trial. According to Folha de São Paulo, the plan will follow more restrictions, such as limited access to the building and Supreme indexes, the maintenance of railing that surrounds the court, and the monitoring of possible threats. Now, to end in a good mood, a news that connects Brazil and Italy. After the huge success of the Brazilian film I'm Still Here, an Oscar winner for Best International Picture, its main character, Eunice Paiva, can become a street name in Italy. According to CBN, Eunice Paiva's father was born in the city Polignano a Mare, in the south of Italy, before immigrating to Brazil in the beginning of 20th century. In social media, Eunice's daughter appreciated the initiative. And in an interview for the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera, the consular responsible for the proposal, Maria Laghetta, also said that she would like to invite the Paiva family to visit the region. These were the Brazilian news for Radio U, and we will be back for more international updates from South Korea with Mine.
Radio U.
Your way to play.
Welcome back. Today we're diving into the top 3 news stories making headlines in South Korea as of March 24, 2025, from political drama to economic challenges and environmental issues. There's a lot happening, so let's go started. First up, the biggest political issue right now, the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol. Recently, South Korea's Constitutional Court dismissed the impeachment of Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, reinstating him as acting president. Now, everyone is waiting for the court's final decision of President Yoon's impeachment. If the court upholds it, Yoon will be officially removed, and South Korea will have to hold a new presidential election within 60 days. If not, he'll return to office immediately. The court is on edge, with massive protests from both sides filling the streets of Seoul. This decision could shape South Korea's political future, so people are watching closely. Next, let's talk about the economy. While some indicators suggest that South Korea's economy is recovering, youth employment remains a major concern. Many young job seekers are struggling to find stable employment, despite government efforts to create more opportunities. There is also a growing debate about work culture. wages, and job security. Some believe in such structure reforms are needed, while others argue that companies need to do more to support young workers. Either way, the issue isn't going away anytime soon, and it's sometimes something that's really impacting daily life for many people. And finally, let's talk about the environment. Climate change and pollution continue to be hot topics in South Korea. The government has been pushing for attention to renewable energy, like solar and wind power, as part of its carbon neutrality goals. But not everyone is on board. Some communities are protesting large-scale renewable energy projects, saying they harm the environment and disrupt local life. Balancing economic growth and sustainability is a huge challenge, and how South Korea handled this could have a big impact on the future. So this was the top news from South Korea. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. Stay informed, and I'll see you next time. Radio Yulm. Your way to play. So this was the wrap-up today's press review on Radio Yulm. We hope you could catch up some latest headlines and our local stories from Korea and Brazil.
And don't forget to follow us in our social media, Radio Yulm, and check out more of our content on radioyulm.it. If you have any thoughts and questions, reach out to us at 331-1438-923. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you for tuning in.
Until then, take care and keep exploring the world through news.
You've been listening to
Radio Yulm. See you next week.
Press review on Radio Yulm.